We can't continue working this way. And therefore, we have to change. So this feeling, our feeling today of this new system, this feeling is revealed because we were many. There are conditions to the revelation of the Kabbalah. It's when these masses, they're more than 600,000, then between them they can reach such an agreement, such a connection. That's called Arvut.
Which is called mutual guarantee. We have come to a state when we are one global system, and in this system we have 600,000 people which now realize the necessity of you joining together for the sake of saving themselves and continuing the human race and saving the world. And here you have 6.5 billion people left who don't yet understand this. But this is enough. It's sufficient. When these 600,000 people show up, that's okay, that's enough. And this is what we call the nation. It's a assembly of people who are able to unite together in such a way so that in between them, they are connected by the system called Arvut. It's a connection. On the other hand, this nation needs to be characterized by exiting Egypt. Let's color this in with yellow. That's another distinction besides the 600,000 individuals that we have here. They need to be colored in with this yellow light. What is this yellow light, yellow color? This means they have recognized the evil that is the ego. I'm not going to use the red color, actually. For them, the ego means evil. This means they have exited their egoistic slavery. They realize that they cannot continue go on living within the ego. That's the second condition. The third condition, when every one of these 600,000 is asked whether he is prepared to start working for the sake of bestowal, meaning prepared to enter into this connection. That's the third condition. So let's mark. The first condition is 600,000. The second condition is the ego is evil. And the third condition, whether they are prepared to enter this connection. And the fourth connection is after everyone has agreed to it with their heart and soul, he's ready to do anything possible, anything necessary to bring himself to connection, to unity. So the fourth is action. In this case, Baruch Sulam writes, the possibility arises to implement love of others, but and when all the 600,000 stop worrying about their own basic needs, they have no other goal in life but to care for others, to make sure that others don't want for anything, meaning anything, all I think about is others. What does that mean? It's actually very simple. If this is me, and this is you, these are your desires, and these are my desires. This is me, and this is you. I exit myself, and feel your desires, everything that you want. And after I felt them, meaning I've taken them in myself, I begin to elevate them. I begin to demand, request to receive what you want, what you desire. And then I receive what you desire, because I desire it for you, not for me. And I fulfill you. This is similar to us when we study Malkut, the world of Atzilut, and Serapin of the world of Atzilut, and below there are the souls. The souls raise to Malkut, Malkut to Serapin, and Serapin to Bina, the upper Bina, or what we call Abba. And in this way, they begin to act back downwards. Zerampin receives the light, just as I do here in this example, and then passes it forward to Malchut, who is the totality of all the souls. But the same thing happens. This is how we actualize this program between ourselves. Therefore, if every person only thinks about how to bestow everything that he can, and for himself, it's sufficient for him to have only what he needs. We're not talking about just pure bread and water. No, we're talking about basic, normal conditions of human life. But it's everyone is aimed at bestowal, meaning we need to... This revolution needs to be internal. The world has everything. This earth, we have enough to feed everyone, give everyone what they need. But in order for this to happen, we need to inject this thought into the world. And then truly, this abundance that exists in the world, it will be for everyone. Maslam writes that our world, it can provide for any number of population, even 400 billion people. It doesn't matter how many. Everything depends only on one thing. How connected are the people between themselves? Because as soon as we connect to one another, to the extent of our connection, we're being filled not only by the corporal, but also by the upper light, which puts in order all of the degrees that are below it. Therefore, as soon as this group agrees with the condition of receiving the goal of attaining the mutual guarantee, love towards one another, and interconnection, immediately it receives a great support from above, and this light begins to descend into it. And then, there is such thing as the world lacking something. It has everything. Everything depends only on our desire to be in this intention, to love thy neighbor as thyself, in this connection. This is what we must restore between ourselves. Only on this intention of mine. Intention. Essentially, only this is what is required of us. No actions are necessary to give something, to receive something. It's talking about the upper abundance that will fill us. And it will truly perform a revolution in our world. Today, everyone's talking about doing a technical, technological revolution and all kinds of other things. And we need to go into nanotechnology and all kinds of other micro and something else, that we need to invent and manufacture 3D printers, and so on. If I want this glass, I need to put it in the printer, and the printer will make the same exact glass. No, none of that is necessary. Gradually, we're approaching such technologies that will be governed by thoughts. Thoughts will manufacture them. With the intention and the corrected desire to go along with the intention, that's all that's needed. Because in reality, all these things are presented to me, all these glasses, it's depicted in my desire. Therefore, if I correct my desire with the right intention, I achieve a state when my desire is completely fulfilled. Adding 17. From the above said, we can understand why we must be responsible for one another. On the one hand, it's completely unjust. For if one person sins, a different person, a stranger, somewhere in some other place, people are so opposite, so different, why should I be responsible for them? After all, mutual guarantee means I receive for others what they, from this point on, that I guarantee that they will be absolutely in perfected, corrected attitude, relationship with one another. And then if suddenly someone has done something bad somewhere else, then I'm the one responsible for them. So, for instance, someone stole something and I'm going to jail for them. Someone murdered someone, then I'm responsible and I'm going to be punished, even maybe put to death. Why should I answer for other people's crimes? On the one hand, it's completely unjust. Why is it if another sinned, why does the Creator come to you for answers? When it's a sin done by a complete stranger. This is a complicated issue. But Rabbi Elazar, who's the son of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the author of the Zohar, he goes even forward. He's in the next step. He's above Rabbi Shimon, the higher degree. And he says, not only is man and world are judged by the majority, but he who corrected even one desire tips the world towards the scale of merit. And whoever used the desire for his own pleasure tips the world to the scale of sin. Meaning Rabbi Elazar says that not only is this notion of Arvut present within the 600,000 people, this nation, we're thinking, well, the rest of these 6.5 billion, whatever, whenever they connect to us, that's fine. No, that cannot be. When we exist in this state of mutual guarantee between us, we need to think about that ultimately the entire world will come to this mutual guarantee. Meaning, we need to inject into the world from within, from where we are, some way of fulfillment, educational program, something to help them move towards this. And we cannot escape this. We are obligated to do this because we are the people who understand this philosophy and this how this thought needs to be implemented in the rest of creation. And for this reason, we also need to care for the rest of humanity. Because, as Rabbi Elazar says, everyone who exists here, among 6.5 billion, they are also included in the system of mutual guarantee, which encompasses all of mankind. Everyone is included. But to begin with, we can only execute this mutual guarantee between ourselves only between the people who have the understanding and the desire and who are willing to do this work and to exert these efforts in order to ascend to the higher degree and to reveal between themselves the quality of the Creator, the upper light. This is the article that we have just finished. It's called The Giving of the Torah. Do we have questions on it? Yes, we have. Let's give them some time for questions, and then we're going to move on to the next article. And the next article is called The Mutual Guarantee. I mean, how is it attained, and how does it work? What does it evoke in us? Question from Victor from Odessa. He writes, the desires of another become mine, and mine become his. It follows that we develop the ego, going back and forth, and I don't understand where bestowal fits into this. If I accept the desires of another as my own, and at the same time, I use my desires to serve him, why is that ego in any way? Whatever he does, I don't care. That's his problem. I don't coerce him, I don't force him to do anything, but personally, I accept the condition that the entire world depends on me. I must do what I must do. I don't need to think about what he will do or not do, or anyone else. I need to understand that at the moment that I personally attain a mutual guarantee, when I correct myself, I begin to see the world differently. I begin to see it as transparent. I begin to see the next degree. And therefore, there are no problems here with actualizing it. I don't need to wait for other people. I need to solve it myself. And in general, a person needs to imagine that he is the only one existing in the world. If he attains the mutual guarantee right now, that's sufficient. But what do you mean? It says that you need to have 600,000 people here to support you. You need to exert the kind of effort to see the group, to see the friends around you, in order to understand that these 600,000 people, they're your own parts. They're parts of yourself. You need to, as though between the parts of yourself, between your own parts, to enter into this pact of mutual guarantee. And that's it. That's all you need. The moment you do this within, that's enough. And you achieve a state when you can disconnect, tear away from your ego. If within yourself, you and the 600,000 people that supposedly exist, if you come to one state within you, again, within you, if you do this effort and this is how you perceive it, then within there is a vessel, a kli that is formed, which can receive, sense the separate light. Never am I supposed to think about when will this other person do what I'm doing and then I will join them. That's not correct. We study that in reality there's only one soul that exists in the world. I am the only one who exists in the world, and you don't exist. And what I hear from you right now, I hear from my own parts. They only appear to be existing outside of myself. That's how it is. So, excuse me, but you don't exist. I need to work with my own manifestations who exist outside of me, what they appear as though they exist outside of me. Again, I ask you to repeat, to review our entire method on perception of reality. Reality exists within us. Therefore, if it seems to us that it exists outside, that's incorrect. It's all an illusion. Realizing that everyone exists within me, I enter with them, with parts of my soul that seem to exist outside of me, I enter an agreement with them called the mutual guarantee up to the point when we merge together. The moment I actualize this a union, this unity. The moment I desire to be with them, and I desire for them to be with me, because their attitude toward me depends on my attitude towards them, then this picture of 600,000 people connected together, 600,000 souls, this is the spiritual vessel that I begin, in which I begin to feel the Creator. They are my soul. And it's completely real, and it's unrelated to anyone or anything or the world. It's all related to me. It's difficult to understand this, to perceive it, but I am telling you from my personal experience, a person who's very practical, not mystical in my nature, and someone who doesn't believe in fairy tales or fables. I'm telling you from my own experience that this is, it is very real to perceive it and to feel it, to sense it. And there are a lot of literature, not Kabbalistic literature, that already talks about this from many different scientists. That we're speaking about very real, very practical things. We're talking about the system that is being revealed, and it depends on us how we compile the system correctly. And in so doing, we will see the new world. A few questions. One, Vasily from Kustanao, Max from Dzerzhinsk asks, this agreement to reach a mutual guarantee, does that need to be on the physical level, or is a desire enough, or should we add actions to them? In general, it's enough to do it on the level of thoughts and to also work in dissemination. If we enter into social sites, of course we need to do it correctly and try to explain to the masses our method. Of course, first we need to learn how to do it. The person shouldn't do it himself. Only under management, whoever wants to do it, needs to be managed, and it needs to be done correctly so that you don't damage yourself. Because if you push a person away from the method, you'll only damage yourself primarily. So keep in mind, it needs to be done. Don't rush, but do it properly. I hope that all of our groups will organize themselves and they will connect to us, and we will give them the knowledge necessary in order for them to position themselves properly in the virtual world. And then we will gradually be able to explain to the world that the mutual guarantee, this integral connection between us, it is necessary in order for us to quickly and easily and conveniently pass from this world, the egoistic world, to the next altruistic world. If we don't explain this, it will happen anyway, but it will happen through great suffering. A few questions, Pedro from Santiago, and a few other similar questions about the quantity necessary in order to achieve the mutual guarantee in humanity. Is how many? Is it 600,000 people, or does it include women as well, or is the number not, it's symbolic and it's not really necessary? Oh, Pedro from Santiago, yes, we just saw a group from Chile, and we have other similar questions also. The thing is, our entire attainment begins from the world of absolute. Before the world of absolute, we have the worlds called our world or this world, Asiya, Yetzirah, Briya. In these worlds, Asiya, Yetzirah, Briya, the souls are present, the broken souls, uncorrected, egoistic. Ego equals souls. if we elevate to Malchut of the world of Atzilut, to Malchut of the world of Atzilut, we elevate our desires. These desires are called man. And these desires then are raised to Zerampin of the world of Atzilut. And from Zerampin, they ascend to Abba Vayima, let's say. There are also other parts here, Yishsut, and other parts of him. And from there to Arihampin. And Arihampin is, its level is 10,000. Malchut is 1, Zerampin is 10, Yishsut is hundreds. Malchut 1s, then 10s, then 100s, then 1000s, and Abba Vayima. You see, the every time 1 0 is added. And Arihampin is 10,000. When Malchut and Zerampin begin to unite together, Zerampin has 6 Sephirot, and Malchut together with Zerampin, when they unite, they form 60 Sephirot. Because Zerampin, in its energy, its power, is 10. So then, when these 60 ascend to Arihampin, because 60 is Chagat Nei, 6, total of 6. When these 6 times 10, which make 60, they rise to Arihampin, now you have 60 times 10,000, 600,000. This is where this power comes from, the power of the Kli that's necessary. It doesn't matter how many people that translates to. However many we have, that's sufficient. But we need to come to this power of 600,000, to ascend to this level. That's what we need to do. More questions? We have questions about whether it's possible to actualize the mutual guarantee in our physical world. Yes, of course. Even if we're connected, in the virtual connection. That's the question. Yes, it's possible to do even if we're only connected virtually and never see each other physically. That's why the internet was developed. That's how it works. More questions? Yes. More questions from Kazakhstan and other places. I understand that I need to actualize this. I need to meet this mutual guarantee, but where do I get the support to reach the mutual guarantee? Do I need votes for that to happen? No, of course, under no circumstances. Why would I need votes? If I exist in a certain state, this is me, with my ego, with my aspiration upward, from behind, I can only be pushed forward by suffering. But they're very slow, they're very painful. How do I make, what can I do to aspire upward on my own, with all the fibers of my soul, so to speak? How can I make that happen? For this, I need additional desires, which I don't have. Personally, I am sleeping with my desires, with my own desires, and I'm not doing anything. Time is passing by, and I'm not doing anything. How can I rouse myself? This is why the group exists. The group needs to give me all of its desires. Just inject them into me. And then, along with my own desire, I will take the group's desire. And then, certainly, I will have the opportunity and the ability to reach the goal. Why? First of all, well, no, this is not one other, it's not one more desire. No, this desire that comes from the group, it's completely different. My desire is egoistic. Whatever it may be, it is egoistic. The desire that I receive from the group is a desire for bestowal. I desire to bestow. That is why it is called man. My desire is not. It simply accompanies it. And I need to work with the desire of the group. But in order to receive the desire from the group, I have annulled myself before them. I canceled myself before them. I have made myself small before them. Annulled, nullified myself. I nullified myself, and as a result, I received from the group this desire. And the force of nature that pushes me is a very slow force, which has been pushing us for hundreds of thousands of years. If that's what I use to develop it, it will be a lot of time, a very long time. But if I really want to accelerate this development, I need to use the group. I have more questions about how to connect the entire humanity into this field of mutual guarantee. In particular, should we select certain groups within it? Or should we accept that most people are, their desires are limited to beer and sports? What do? We relate to humanity as one whole or separate them? Well, let me tell you, beer and sports isn't a bad thing necessarily. It unites people, it gives them sort of a certain solidarity. So, under no circumstances do I make fun of this or ignore it or discount it. If we have a way to unite people properly with beer and sports, then we do it. But unfortunately, we don't have that ability. What we need to do is reach people through social sites. We need to be there present in them and to properly talk to them without Kabbalah. Under no circumstances should you say anything related to Kabbalah. Lightman, Zohar, nothing. You simply need to explain to them what's happening, what's taking place in the world, that the world is becoming global, it's becoming integral, that nature is forcing us to unify. You shouldn't say anything about Kabbalah. It doesn't even exist. We need to exist to the people what's happening with the world, where we are, why we need to unite, how we need to do it, by joining these communities, these social communities, virtual communities. And we need to simply explain it, continue to explain it more and more, again and again, but very gently, in the correct way. We need to also feel the person to whom we're speaking, whether he'll be able to perceive what you say in the right way, in a pleasant way. And then you'll be able to continue working with these people. They will become your friends, and they will think the same way that you do. And as a result, you'll come to the same unity and the same mutual guarantee. Another question from Ternopil. Will I be able to achieve the desire to desire of the people who love beer and sports at some point, or shouldn't even think about this kind of thing? What if I receive a desire, their desire, at some point? I need to care about receiving a desire for the spiritual from the group. With these desires received from the group, I need to again enter the group and work with them to establish a mutual guarantee between us. At the same time, either with the group together or by myself, I need to worry about the rest of humanity, as Rabbi Lazar said in the last item from the article, the giving of the Torah. The entire humanity also must come to the mutual guarantee, and I do need to worry about that happening as well. So it's not enough for me to only work in a group. I need to take the knowledge and the power that I receive from the group. I need to come out and also work for the rest of humanity as well. So, of course, as a result, in this way, the world will advance. Otherwise, if I don't do this, through these sufferings. And these are terrible blows which will cause all kinds of problems in our world. We're talking about wars and hunger and pandemics and all kinds of things. So the sooner we teach ourselves to relate to the group, to the people who want to be connected and receive spiritual awakening from them, this desire will evoke and they will trigger this, the rest of this chain of correction. That's how it works. We don't need to do anything. We simply need to reach this man, this desire to bestow, which we receive from the group. And that's it. From here on, this desire, this man, it works, it operates on its own. It's not our business how it works, but suddenly we feel within a desire, completely new desire, revelation, who to bestow to, how to do it. And as a result, we've achieved the mutual guarantee. Henry from Venezuela asks, he asks, should we simply believe in this idea of the mutual guarantee and or lie to our ego in order to fulfill it with this desire and relate to this idea as a faith? This notion of the mutual guarantee flows out of what we study in nature today. The human society and the cause of all our problems and all the crises. Humanity needs to become one, unified, whole, one system, and absolutely integral and balanced. This flows out of the conditions that we see, that what comes out around us. You can visit my blog and you can read all the articles that I work with, all the posts that I make over the last several months. Why am I writing them? For you, for all of you. So you don't waste time looking for these things. You have all the materials before you. If you find other materials like this, especially in your languages, send them to me. I will very gladly publish them or publish them on your blogs and then send them to me, and I will work through them and I will comment on them. As a result, you're going to have a tremendous amount of material on the crisis, and if you read about it every day, you will begin to understand what's happening. And slowly, you will begin to gradually unite with it, connect with it, begin to understand where the world is going, that it's going towards unity one way or another, that it may go through hungers and wars and revolutions and all kinds of other things. But all this depends on the extent to which we're able to mitigate our movement towards this next state of the mutual guarantee. If we independently move towards it, we will soften the blow, soften the suffering. I think that I have published really sufficient material for a person who reads my blog systematically. He would see, he would discover a lot of very smart people in the world, political scientists, other scientists, who understand what's going on, who write about it, And it doesn't matter who they are. I don't know them, who these people, a lot of these people are, but they tell us, they describe the world that we're in. So don't ask me about this, ask them. I'm simply presenting the method with which to achieve what they're talking about. I'm not telling you guys about the bright future or what of the things that, how the world is going to be, what Kabbalah says. Kabbalah doesn't say it. Here I'm pointing you, I'm directing you toward the people who are saying it, not Kabbalah. These are political scientists, economists that are speaking about this. But they don't have the method to unite and to come to the state. But I do have this method. That's all that I have. So if you want, I will show you how to do it. Question from the Queens Group in New York. I need to fulfill the corporal desires of my friend, and then they will be spiritual for me. Can you clarify it, please? Don't think about it this way. That's not how it's going to manifest in the real world. No one's going to force you to share anything with anyone or work for someone else. The world is going to come to a state where gradually we will change the attitude of a person to the world, to himself, to society, to everything. He will be fulfilled by being in this common system with everyone else. He will be fed by this upper light that will fulfill him. He will receive pleasure from it. He will need very little, relatively, for his life. His apartment, his family, kids, vacation, pension, healthcare. Of course, these things are necessary for a person's life. Education for his kids, all these things are necessary. No one's talking about them. We will need to work. We will need to provide for ourselves in a reasonable way in order to cover all these expenses. This will be an economy of reasonable consumption, not minimal, but reasonable. And that's how all of us will act. But until we reach this condition, this mutual guarantee, and in the meantime, we don't need to do this. No one needs to work for another. We need to work, everyone needs to work for everyone else. Only then we will be able to come to a state of mutual guarantee, and no one is forced to do any of it. It will be a joint agreement, joint reconstruction of our society. How can this be done? When humanity is done, humanity is changing, just as in the past when we were changing different, our ego was changing and we were already doing anything. We were climbing barricades in order to change the system in which we lived. And then again, the ego grew, we became greater egos, now we wanted to go to conquer other places, other territories, travel the seas and settle other continents. And then our ego grew again, and now suddenly we want to explore space and settle space. All this time we were pushed from within by this inner transformation. It was egoistic, sure, but it was internal. The same thing is happening right now. We need to undergo an inner transformation, except qualitatively it's different. Now it's towards bestowal. And this is what outside, external scientists are talking about, political scientists, economists, and so on. And then from within, we will change the society. And it will change naturally, because we will have change the way that we view the world. And it will be clear that this needs to be done differently, this needs to be removed altogether, other laws, other rules and regulations and rules of conduct need to be implemented. That will all stem from the fact that a person is changing from within. And how to change a person, that's what Kabbalah is talking about. As far as how to reconstruct the world, that's going to happen very naturally. Question from Prague, Prague Group. who do I say that I am prepared to fulfill this condition of the mutual guarantee? Who should I inform? If you are with us in our studies, if you also participate in dissemination, that's enough, really. Right now, we're going to be creating, in all languages, including Czech, we're going to be coming out into the social sites, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and so on. I don't know what's popular in Czech Republic, for instance, which social site is the most popular. But as a result, we're going to organize so that we'll begin to inject or post materials about the crisis. Not our own materials, so people don't connect it to Kabbalah, but other external materials about the crisis. People will read this material, just as I... you can take it from my blog, except don't direct them to my blog, if you take it from there. Or use other materials. You can find materials yourself about the crisis, about how the world needs to come to a global, round, integral unification, and post them in these social sites, publish them there, abridge these articles, make them smaller, make them, turn them into the interesting messages, and as a result, people will understand the world that they live in, and in this way, you will gradually begin to push the world towards this point of transformation. That's how it works. Today, we don't need hundreds of years to change society if we use the social sites. It can be done very quickly. Look at what is happening with the Arabian Spring or other changes in taking place in the world because of the social sites. So we need to make use of them, of course. And this is all before you, for the taking. Question from Bryansk. It seems to me that I have already separated myself from my ego. What should I do next? You still keep hold of it, otherwise, lest you fly up into the atmosphere. That's dangerous. Well, look, a person cannot fly away from his ego. It is a slow and gradual and grueling work that takes place as he works towards this correction, because the more he ascends along the degrees of the spiritual worlds, the ego grows. You are in a state when, yes, and maybe you don't feel the ego as much right now. What needs to be done? I think that you're not studying enough. If you study more, together with us, more intensively, this ego is going to grow within you very quickly. The growth of the ego depends on whether you have the tools in your hand to work with it. If you are connected with the group, with dissemination, with our lessons, with my blog, your ego will be growing every second. You will not be able to escape it. You will discover that it's terrorizing you. That's because you will be able to work with it. But if you're weak, you're not going to be given this. You're not going to be given this ego. And you'll sit there calmly, thinking that you're an angel, the divine Dandelion. In reality, that cannot be. If a person doesn't feel the blows of the ego within every second, and there we feel them in order for us, in order so that we're able to correct them. If we don't feel these blows of the ego, that means the person who doesn't feel them is not connected with the study and with the group. I hope that we will all understand it. I embrace all of you. We will continue our unification until next time we meet. Take care.